Welcome to the table I built, where we believe resilience is strategy, purpose is power, and legacy is built one decision at a time. So pull up a chair, your seat at the table is waiting. I'm your host, Andrea Walton, and I'm so glad you're here for season two. Last week, I sat down with Hope Gibbs, a powerhouse in the PR space for more than 30 years. And what struck me most about our conversation was how she's used her voice consistently to amplify the voices of others, and whether that's helping leaders, organizations, and movements be heard in powerful ways. And that conversation reminded me that power isn't always about being the loudest voice in the room. Sometimes it's about how we choose to use our voice, whether that's to elevate others, to influence change, or to hold the line on something we really strongly believe in. And that brings us to today's conversation, the politics of power. Whether you're a first-time manager, a seasoned executive, or someone building your own table, politics and power are always at play. The question is, how do you navigate them without losing yourself? Now, when I talk about power, I do see it in three dimensions. The first one is political power, being agile in how you navigate alliances, influence, and timing. It's not about manipulation. It's about being aware of the currents in the room and then moving with intention. The second is organizational power. It's the structures, the titles, and decision-making authority that shapes how companies run. And I'll be honest, as a woman, and especially a Black woman, those structures often test you very differently. And the third is personal agency. This is the power no one can give you and no one can take away. It's your ability to advocate for yourself, to create opportunities, and protect your worth. Now, every single one of us, no matter where we sit, has access to that third kind of power, personal agency. The challenge is whether we use it. So now let me say this plainly. Every organization has politics. The question is whether politics are either toxic or strategic. Toxic politics looks like gossip, right? Gatekeeping, ego battles. But strategic politics, that is about building coalitions, right? Earning trust, using influence for the good of the team and the mission. For me, as a woman in executive leadership, there were many times I had to learn how to read the room and decide when and how to use my voice. Sometimes my seat at the table wasn't offered. I had to pull it up myself, and I had to learn that being politically agile didn't mean that I would compromise my authenticity. It meant learning how to use my presence and my words with purpose and intent. So how do you actually own your seat at the table? Well, I want to give you three ways that have guided me along my career. The first one is speak up with purpose. One of the most powerful lessons I learned came during an executive offsite I was leading. Before we dove into strategy, I told the team, we cannot accomplish anything today unless we are fully transparent with each other. And I shared something that I once read. Most of us in executive rooms only say about 90% of what we really mean. We hold back that last 10%, but that last 10% is where the truth is. That's where the impact is. So I introduced a phrase in our culture, say the last 10%, and it caught on. Soon I'd hear leaders across the organization saying, I need to give you the last 10% and then share what was really on their minds. Speaking up with purpose isn't about talking to fill the space. It's about anchoring in your values and naming what truly matters. If you're at the table, it's not just your right, it's your responsibility to say the last 10%. The second one is building alignment. I always say, mentors guide you, sponsors open the door for you. Mentors will give you advice, but sponsors will put their credibility on the line to advocate for you when you're not in the room. Some of the biggest career shifts I've had came because I took on work that wasn't in my job description, and it gave me exposure to sponsors who saw what I could do and made sure other decision makers saw it too. Relationships are currency, so you've got to invest wisely. And number three, carve your own path. Sometimes the role you need actually doesn't exist. You may have to create it. And many of the opportunities that have advanced my career weren't formally posted roles. They were projects I raised my hand for, or problems I solved before anyone asked me to, or initiatives I built from scratch. And those moments gave me both credibility and visibility. Carving your path doesn't mean waiting for permission. It means showing that you belong because of the value you add. Now, in closing, power isn't just about titles or corner offices. It's about being politically agile without losing yourself and understanding the structures you work within and also claiming your personal agency. So I'll leave you with this. Do not wait for an invitation to own your seat. The table shifts when you show up fully. So next week, I'll be sitting down with someone who embodies this idea, the unseen executive, a powerhouse who leads with integrity and impact and often behind the scenes. You do not want to miss it. Thank you for joining me today. Until next time, own your seat and don't be afraid to say the last 10%. Have a great day.